Hello, this is Jay Flannel, Eat the Beef, for Beef's World. Powered and fueled by MDAT. Today, we're going to talk about the Clemson Tigers baseball team, who, of course, is managed by my very good friend, Coach Eric Backich, who basically is a very big reason why this website podcast exists. You know the story, April 2017. I had just lost both my jobs in about a two-week span. Kathy Hoekstra, my business partner, and I have known each other for a little over a year. We were figuring out what I was going to do. She was figuring out what she was going to do. She was somewhat in flux before going to Pacific Legal Foundation, but I was kind of lost, remembering around. I was at a spring football game, and Dennis Tice, my owner and friend from Pizza House, said something basically along the lines of, hey, why don't you go over to the baseball game and go to Coach Backich, because Eric had come in a couple times when I was still working at Pizza House with Jiffy, his wife, and some recruits, and, you know, they bring the kids in, and, you know, their kids at the time are young, they're perfect Pizza House age kids, and young kids, and they're 13, 10, and 8 now. So I went over, and I went to the game. That was when they played Oklahoma. And Eric swapped them, and I basically never left, and obviously, great friend, great success, and he made a really good move for him, going to Clemson. Tough for me, obviously. Like I said, he's one of my best friends, but, you know, I told him to take the job. When this all started, I knew they were going to go after him. I'd been tipped off by a couple different people in baseball that he was a serious candidate, and, you know, people, you know, don't understand this. Eric had turned down a lot of opportunities. Hell, when the first year I met him, he had some opportunities leaving 2017. But, you know, when you're a high-level person, and there's opportunities for you, and there's a whole bunch of reasons why he's at Clemson. Just look at how good they're doing. Michigan is what it is. It's a great school. It's a great place. But where he's at is a great place for Eric Backich, and that's what's most important, and he and his family. And if you know anything about me at all, I'm going to support my friends and what they do in their life. If you, any of you ever wondered about that, just look at me wearing Tampa Bay Buccaneers gear for the last 3 years. This took a lot out of me, obviously, but that's really largely irrelevant. Eric's playing, doing great things at a team who's picked like 9th or 10th in the ACC. They're 4th in the country. And played one of the toughest schedules in the country and are trending up. He's developed a great program. I went and saw 3 of their games in Boston when they played a really good Boston College team. And it took 2 or 3. And I believe, this is funny, CPR and I talk about this. It was the last game they lost. Was the first one of the doubleheader games. They had weather issues, so they moved the games around. So they did, they usually do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They played a doubleheader on Friday and then played one game on Saturday. But it was good to visit with Eric and his team, and it's so hard to see why they're good. It's a really good fit for him, and his long history with him. Eric started there for Coach Leggett, who he's brought back. But let's talk about their team and the regional and everything here. Turning point for them, they were about 17 or 16 or 14 around the 30 parts mark, and then they won 16 straight. ACC tournament champions. You know, the one series they lost at that point, I believe, was the Wake Forest series. They lost all 3 games, but 2 of them were one-run games. They really battled. Eric's talked about this a lot. They had some pitching injuries. Ammons, our captain, the closer, was coming back from an arm injury. And And he actually came back and started throwing at the games I was at against Boston College. So he's a big part of our team. If you know anything about baseball and understand how these things work, you know, your pen and how you how it operates and so forth, you take away, subtract the guy, other people have to do a lot more things. One of the things that happened to one of Eric's really good teams in 2017 was Jackson Lamb and Mac Loser, one of the best bullpens in the country. At the end of the year, Jackson Lamb got hurt, and then Mac had to pitch more, and he actually ended up getting hurt. So at the end of the year, we were just running out of pitchers, basically. So a lot of this is timing. So you look at their team, Clemson team. They do a lot of things well. He's integrated the younger players as an example. Crichton, the right fielder, is one guy that's come in and done really well. Obviously, Cam Cannella, the center fielder, is a really good player. I didn't want to do an ACC freshman of the year. He was a shortstop before he got to Clemson, and they put him there. That was Will Taylor, who would probably be a good center fielder. He kicks for punt and kick returner and a wide receiver on the Clemson baseball team. I mean, not baseball team, football team, excuse me, and really good player. But if you look at the team, they do a lot of things well. Blackwell, the shortstop's a good player. Wright, the third baseman's a good player. Billy Amick has just really, really elevated. He and Grice, the Shohei Ohtani of the team, have both become elite, really good power hitters. And just, you know, David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, have been Cooper Engels, another one, catcher, outfielder, which is a combination you don't really see very much, but come in and done really, really well. Pitching-wise, I mentioned Ryan Amon's the captain, the closer, but we had Jackson Lindley's one of the captains. I mentioned Caden Grice, Joe Allen, freshman from New Hampshire, who was, you know, one of the guys Eric took with him from to Clemson. But you're looking at Ethan Darden, who's really been good for us, freshman pitcher. He's one of our top. So Rob Hughes, Austin Gordon is another high-end starting pitcher, big, tall kid, wiry. It's a good group. Those are going to be your three starting pitchers, basically. Austin, Gordon, big 6'4", a lot of movement to him. Ethan Darden's up there, too, 5'11", number 39. And then, obviously, Caden Grice, who is really an impressive kid. Nice kid, too, good kid. I spoke to him briefly when I was out. Will Taylor's probably my favorite player because he reminds me of me. He's not the biggest kid in the world, tough, really good, multi-sport kid. I believe he was like a Julian Edelman in high school as a option, you know, spread quarterback. That's, believe it or not, yes, that's what Julian Edelman used to do before he became an all-world receiver for the Patriots. Some stiff I went to college with, he used to throw him the ball. But this is a good team. They do a lot of things well. You know, there's not a lot of holes. And I got to mention my buddy Riley Bertram, who came in and grabbed, the portal and everything. And he's one of the team captains, not playing shortstop anymore, playing second base. And I'm going to say Willie's there. And Willie's battled some stuff. And he's a good kid, too. Hopefully he'll be part of this, too. I mentioned Tristan Smith. He's another one of the freshmen that's come in, number 18. Reed Garris is another reliever. And you know, there's a lot of guys here. The coaches have done a really, really good job. The staff, pitching coach has been really, really. He's a guy he's new to me, because obviously, you know, Eric's brought Nick with him over, and obviously, and Kimmy's gone with a trainer too, but Nick and Griffin are there, and, you know, it's a good group. It's a really, really good group. And, pitching coach is really, Jimmy Bellinger has really been good for them. You know, he was at Florida State. I believe he was in Maryland right around the same time as Eric. He might have been with Eric for about a year or two. And but it's really been a fun team to watch. This league is good. Eric's also scheduled a lot of other teams like Georgia. Who else did we schedule? Obviously South Carolina. A lot of good teams. And it's a fun team, good group of kids. As far as the regional goes, we're the 4 seed. Tennessee, Lipscomb, and Charlotte. I believe we played Charlotte last year. I'm not sure. Hold on, I'm double checking here. I don't want to get this right. I think we did play Charlotte this year. Let me look. I could have sworn we did. Interesting, though, when you look at this. And we played Bingham. Yes, we did. We played them like the second team we played, Charlotte, and at Clemson. So we know them. I mean, that was in February 21st, so like 10 years ago, the way this sport goes. Tennessee, obviously national, well-known program. Coach Vitello's done a good job there. Power team, a lot of home runs. 290 batting average a team, 114 home runs, 5 guys double-digit home runs. They've had some really good teams the last couple of years, so don't be, blown away. Oh my God, they're Tennessee. They've lost some dudes. SEC team, but ACC is right there at the SEC. And you know, people look at me when I say that. You know, easily Boston College could have hosted. There's 4 teams already hosting. I know SEC has 8 hosting, but I don't think this team fears or will be held to a candle by anybody. We can go and compete. Wake Forest had a great year, obviously. Look where they're ranked. Our league's good. Lipscomb, like I said, power speed team. 106 home runs, 99 stolen bases, 4 guys with 15 or more home runs. They've got Kelly Austin, who's a big-time power guy for them and good all-around player. Charlotte, am I somebody almost as good as my man Grice on their team? Cam Fisher is an outfielder. Hit 392 with a 1540 OPS. And write this down, 30 home runs. Rest of the team is solid. They do a lot of things well. Most of these teams, I think we have the best group of pitchers of these 4 teams. Tennessee has some good starting pitchers. So this is where things are, but we're going to get good crowds, good support at Doug Kismore Stadium, and I'm excited to see this go and how the team plays and performs. It's a great group of kids, and I'm very excited for Eric, and you know, to see my friend. It's always cool to see somebody who you saw early and go, wow, that guy's good. Have success. I mean, I joke with people. Eric graduated, basically. And, you know, he was at college. And now he's at grad school at Clemson. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the team and the fans. And it's just why Eric took this job. You don't leave the University of Michigan and go to Puerto Luca State. He left for a big-time program. And I'm very excited and proud for him and his kids and his group of kids. I'm a big Tigers fan. Got a bunch of Tiger stuff that Eric and his guys gave me, so I'm excited. But it's going to be a good series. If you don't understand how these work, it's double elimination. So the 2 teams play today. Clemson plays at 1. They're playing Lipscomb. It's the Lipscomb regional. Erickson, and then Tennessee and Charlotte play at 6. Then the next tomorrow, Saturday, winner loser games, brackets. So whoever wins the 2 games, they play. and whoever loses the two games, they play. And the team that loses the loser bracket game is gone. They're done after 2 days. And then whoever wins between the winner's bracket, they sit around, and the loser of the winner's game plays the winner of the loser's bracket, and then they face off against the winner again. So that's how this works. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know that stadium will have a lot of noise and be ready to go. But right now, we're only guaranteed 2 games. And we got to win them. And it's all high level. And we'll be ready to go. Again, this is Jay Flannelly, the Beeve. Beeve's World, powered and fueled by M. Dan. LFG, baby. And go Tigers.